Yeah, thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Jed, for getting us together. Thank you, Ellen, for your words and welcome also. It's very good to see all of you here today to welcome you back as we begin another year in our life as a congregation. A lot of exciting things here. Like I say, if you're hearing me a little better than you had in the past, there's a good reason for that. We do have a new sound system almost put in. All the wiring is done. Everything that needs to be hooked up is hooked up, except for the speakers. The speakers are in a warehouse somewhere in Pennsylvania, delayed by the floods that have been hitting this part of the country this week. So thanks to the Simple Gifts people, we are using their speakers this Sunday, and whenever the new ones come in, they will be up and running. But it's certainly, even with this, it's certainly an improvement over what we've done. I want to thank the committee that worked so hard over the summer to get this in place. I know it was chaired by Billy Parker, and Jen Morton was one of the contact people on that. If I start naming names, I'll forget someone. But just thanks to everyone who worked so hard to pull this together and to make it happen. We've also upgraded our system for the hearing impaired, so I hope you, if you need to take advantage of that, you may do so as well. Already mentioned, we're live streaming today. People who are sitting at a computer can go to our website and hear what's going on right now. Speaking of things that got backed up a little bit because of some of the weather over the summer, our playground is not quite in place yet over here. We're having new playground equipment put in. That was supposed to be done this week. As you know, it rained for about the first 3 days of this week, so that got slowed up. So there's a couple piles of gravel and some equipment that still needs to be assembled, all of which leads up to say, I know it's a beautiful day and people like to go out and play there, but please do not go on the playground after the service. You can do that next Sunday. It's just not quite ready for you yet. It wouldn't be a good idea to be messing around with stuff that still has to be assembled. As Ellen mentioned, I believe also immediately following the service, just out in front by our peace pole, we're going to have a ceremony of about 15 to 20 minutes length to commemorate the 10th anniversary of 9/11. So all of you are invited to come and join us there immediately following the service, and then we'll go to coffee hour after that. Also want to thank everyone who contributed to our summer services and made them such an enriching experience for everyone. Oh, back to the 9/11 for just a moment. There will also be a community observance at 2 o'clock this afternoon, sponsored by the Nashua Area Interfaith Council. That will be at the Labyrinth, which is just on South Main Street, a little ways below the intersection of Lake Street and Main Street. We are one of the member congregations of that organization, and so you're also invited to attend there as well. Well, you've already entered, you've come in, and you've rejoiced, but let's sing about it anyway. Opening hymn, number 361.